Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in Portmarnock, swing by the White Sands Hotel for a bite to eat in the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here. They have carvery at the weekends. They have live music at the weekends as well, on weekend nights. And there's lots to do around here. You can get your car valeted at the back of the hotel. You can take your dog for a shower after walking him or her along the beach in Portmarnock. There is a dog shower in the car park at the front of the hotel. Brilliant service, it really is. Anyway, lots to do and see the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? A woman has left people open-mouthed after she got her three-month-old baby's ears pierced. Now, a video went viral. This lady, Katie, explained that she got her ears pierced at just 3 months old, so she wanted to do the same with her daughter. As a result, the mother took her baby to Claire's Accessories, where a male employee used a piercing gun to give the youngster's ears some bling. But in the video, the short clip, you see the very moment that the baby's ears are pierced and she screams the house down. And it's not pleasant, it has to be said.
I just want, I'm not being a snowflake here. I listened to the audio and I find it very distressful. So I just want to warn you that you might find this audio quite distressful. I was angry after watching, I have to say. Were you?
Well, just have a listen. This is just audio.
So lead up. So to set the scene, the baby is in the chair being held in place. Mm-hmm. And you can see, even before the gun. No, I've never had one. I assume you haven't either.
No, never had ears pierced, no.
Now, people will say that, you know, you're getting it into the lobe of the ear. And if you pinch the lobe of your ear, it doesn't hurt. There's no nerves there. But however, the baby is sitting there, and even before the gun goes in, is crying her eyes out, is very, very distressed. Which to me, if I was a parent and I had my child, I brought my child to do, which I wouldn't do because it's classless, it's crass, it's scummy. I've never.
Scummy?
Yeah, it is scummy, yeah.
Scummy?
Stop saying, repeat the words I say, yeah, scummy.
That's your opinion of.
No, it's fact, it's fact. Not opinion, it's fact. It's scummy.
But it's not a fact. So many people actually get it done.
Yeah, scummy. That doesn't change the fact that it's scummy. Anyway, it's scummy. But if I had brought my child to get their ears pierced, which I wouldn't do, and as my daughter was sitting in the chair, she was getting distressed before the gun even went near her, I would say, okay,
let's go.
This isn't for her. We're not getting this done. The same, I was in getting my daughter's haircut just before Christmas last year, and there was one person. It was one of those, you know, the kids' hairdresser where you put them into the airplane and they cut their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the child that was before my daughter was so distressed. She was literally, honestly, Adrian, you couldn't understand how distressed this girl was. This child did not want to get her hair cut. And the parents were literally holding her by the neck. And I thought to myself, you disgusting, disgusting people. I said, let her out of the chair. Now is not the time. And I was scaring my daughter to see it. I've never seen someone so distressed. But anyway, this child is about to get the gun into the ear and is already upset about it.
Before it even happens.
So you think these fuckwits of parents would go, okay, why would we put our daughter through this? Let's go back another time. It's not gonna change the world if she doesn't have her ears pierced. But no, the fuckwits go ahead and get it done anyway.
Okay, let's have a listen to this. So this is before the gun.
Oh, okay, stop it. Stop.
Yeah, it's fairly horrific.
Stop.
It's fairly horrific now, I have to say.
And just rewind it back one more time to the point that the gun goes into the ear. I find that.
Okay, so she's upset already.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus. Why in God's holy name
Now, there are those who have, over a number of years, called for piercing to be made illegal for under-18s.
It should be. It's a, not under-18s. It's, I wouldn't go 18, but it's a form of child abuse. It is 100% of... Because you are... And don't come at me and say, well, it's no worse than getting a booster in their arm. That's for medical reasons, okay? There's nothing... And in fairness...
But it is no worse.
No, it actually...
I mean, it's over. That's over now.
No, but I've never heard a child scream, and none of my kids screamed that bad when they got the little booster in the arm. That this is a gun. It's actually a gun. There is no reason to get it done. My daughter asked me a couple of months ago, could she get her ears pierced? And no, she's too young to even understand. So what we did is we bought her the stick-on earrings that literally just stick on to... She's as happy as Larry. Mm. So there's absolutely no need. Any parent... Well, first of all, they should be shut down. In any of these shops, if Clare Accessories still do them, gone. I would have them gone, taken out completely for anybody under the age of 12. I'd go 12 years of age.
Okay, so you would have it illegal for any child under the age of 12. So no little girls getting their ears pierced for their communion, for example.
Okay, or maybe when they get to the stage where they know about pain. That child did not consent to that. Okay.
No, I agree.
That child was too young to consent to that. So literally what you're doing is you are forcing pain into your children. You should be ashamed of yourselves. And apart from anything, it's a scummy thing to do anyway. It really is. And you're not doing it. You're not doing it for your child because, you know... You're doing it because you think it's fashionable. Would you agree?
Our number is 0858252626. No, I hate to hear that child in pain.
Adrian won't commit to this. Adrian won't commit to this because he has family members who have it done and he doesn't want to insult them.
Who said that?
Yeah. Okay, it's all right.
No, the fact of the matter is that's over now for that child. I know it was painful for her, but it's over. Pain is gone half an hour later.
Do you think it's okay to slap a child?
No.
But that pain goes in a second.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay for me to go home today, yeah? And if my daughter's room isn't clean, to get the wooden spoon and whip the legs off her?
No, not really, no.
Why not? It's over in a sec.
Our number is 0858252626. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
There you go again, Jeremy. You're fucking swiping at mothers there for doing things with their children that's been happening for over a fucking millennia. And just because you hear the baby cry... You think that the child is in fucking danger, but when the children are in danger, you know, I don't hear you fucking picking up on them. The child's getting its ears pierced. It's the best time to get it done for the child because at that age, it's only fucking skin really, and the pain doesn't last in too long.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed. Let me go to line one. And Aoife, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aoife? Why did you decide to get your child's ears pierced?
Yeah, I thought it was cute. And because I got mine done, I remember how sore it was for me at 8 to get them done before my communion. And I said, she won't even remember getting it done. It was more like just to be cute. I'm probably stupid, but I thought it'd be cute, like, on her.
Okay, you thought it would be cute.
I'd say many mums out there would get their child's ears pierced because they think it's cute.
Now, yes, some probably do think it's cute because that's why, and that's maybe the reason they get it done. But not everybody gets it done on their baby because a lot of people don't think it's cute.
Yeah, no, and I agree with everyone's different, you know. Everyone has their own issues with it, but I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, now the use of the word cute annoys some people because they think that you're using your child as a fashion accessory. What would you say to that?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I did think it was cute, but I didn't do it as far as the sake of being a fashion thing. Just done it for my own sake and for hers. Was cute on her.
Cute.
I don't think it's a fashion thing.
Not something that she should have been allowed to decide for herself. No.
No. That's an argument that you can have. Do you know what I mean? That you can wait and see what you want when they're older. I just don't see it as a big, big deal, like, to be blown out of proportion. Do you know what I mean? Loads of people do it.
The argument, that is the worst possible argument. You're a fool. I'm sorry, you're a fool. That is the worst possible argument. Loads of people do it, so I think...
No, but she thinks it's cute. She's the mother. You're not the child's parent.
So do you want to hear that audio again? Do you want to play the audio again? Because that's what she thinks is cute. Play the audio.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 0858252626. It's cute
to hear this noise. This is cute. Wait for the gun, wait for the gun. Yeah, that's cute. Oh, that's so cute. That's really, really cute, that is.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What's your view on this?
Child abuse.
Child abuse?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I'm actually with Jeremy on this.
Let me just go back to Aoife on the other line who got her child's ears pierced. Aoife, what do you say to that? It is child abuse. Oh, she's gone. She's gone. Sorry, child. Is that not a bit much, that it's child abuse?
No, because at the end of the day, they're not thinking of the child. They're only thinking of themselves.
And when you heard that noise of that child screaming her head off, were you as upset as I was about that?
Wasn't
that so? There's no need to get it done. Especially not now when you have those stick-on ear studs, which are the exact same. My daughter wears them when she wants to do dress-over. She wants to play princess.
Yeah.
She literally puts on those little stick-on studs on her lobes. That's all you need. There is no need to go through.
And that mother wanted sympathy.
Yeah, she's not getting it from here.
She's not getting it from me.
So do you think they should be reported, parents who do this?
Yeah, they should be reported because it's a form of child abuse and neglect. That's what it is.
And there's no way you'd ever get it done. You have a young child. There's no way you'd ever get it done.
Well, I have a son, but that's neither here or there. I would never, ever, ever do anything like that. Never.
And what age do you think it would be okay to allow kids to get their ears pierced? What age?
Well, when they want. Well, when they ask for it. When they're old enough to ask for it.
So, like, for First Holy Communion, for example, would that be okay?
Yeah.
Because the child is more or less making the decision themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, but anything
in
before...
In other words, if a child, Adrian, is old enough to be able to understand, if she's old enough to be able to understand, listen, if you really want these ears pierced... it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Okay, mammy, I'm happy that it'll hurt. Then that's okay. But that poor little infant in the
It was disgraceful.
It was.
Absolutely disgraceful.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it really, really was. Now, my niece, she got her ears pierced for her communion because she asked for them. Now, I myself don't have my ears pierced, but my niece, she asked for her ears pierced.
And, okay, so once a child is old enough to decide for themselves that they want to get it done, then you think that's fine. So maybe 7, 8, 9, something around that.
Yeah.
Okay. But a young baby, you see, the argument is that a young baby doesn't know what's going on. And yes, it's painful initially, but that's it. It's done then.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Adrian, they're not doing it for the baby. They're doing it for themselves.
Well, that was what Aoife said. Aoife said it looked cute.
Yeah, they're literally doing it. Nothing got to do with the baby. Because there's a lot of parents out there that do things like that, which, number one, it should be against the law. It really, really should be against the law. And number two, the parents out there, they use their child as a fashion accessory. Because they get their baby's ears pierced so young.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to find out if you would agree with what she is saying. Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hey.
Samantha, should it be illegal to get a baby's ears pierced?
Yeah, I would say for a baby. Like, the shock to a small baby that's literally only after been born a few weeks or a few months. They didn't ask for it, they can't ask for it. Like, they don't want it. It's more for the parents than anything else, and I think it's not good at all.
Okay, so...
A little nose and all are only tiny.
Okay, but the lady, Aoife, who was on there a minute ago, she was arguing that she remembers getting her ears pierced when she was 8 and the pain of it, so she wanted to do it to her baby so that the baby wouldn't remember it.
Look, each to their own. I have a daughter, she's 7 now, and she only recently got her ears pierced. I would have loved to get them done when she was a baby because they are lovely, they are cute, but It's literally, even for an older child, it's only 2 seconds of pain, the same way the same it is for a baby. Do you know what I mean? And an older kid could take it more than the little babies, like, bless them.
But you could argue that an older child will remember the pain or is expecting the pain, and so is more nervous.
But they're in a position to ask. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they can actually say, look, I think this is cute and I want to do it for myself. Babies are getting holes punched in their ears that they didn't ask for because their parents think it's cute.
And you heard that lady, Aoife, that's exactly what she said. She thought it was cute for her on her baby. And not that it was she's not using her child as a fashion accessory. She just thought it was cute.
No, and that's fair enough, and each to their own, but it just personally wouldn't be me, and I've always been against it, and I wouldn't push for it at all. And if something came in to say that we weren't allowed to pierce baby ears, I would 100% support that, because I think it's terrible, really.
All right, stay there for 1 second, because the fact of the matter is, it isn't illegal to pierce a baby's ears.
Why isn't it, though? I just don't understand that. Why there's never been a law brought in on it.
Obviously, they don't feel that there is a need.
I'd imagine...
It's a temporary pain.
I'd imagine there are certain piercing studios that would just refuse to do it. Is there not?
I assume there are. I don't know is the honest answer to that.
I don't know how someone doing that job could just go home every night knowing that they were after putting a child through that much pain. I just think it's wrong.
Neil has been on to us with a WhatsApp voice note on 085-825-2626.
Lads, I don't agree with it. No, I don't agree with it. I think it's when the child gets to an age, I don't know, you were just saying they're 16, 18, they should be able to get it done themselves. Look, I don't know, maybe we're just being overboard because it's only an ear. Maybe we are, but me, I don't agree. My wife got my daughter's done without telling me. She's 24 now, I don't know how old she was, I think it's 3 or 4, I'm not too sure how old she was, but she got it done without telling me, and we had a bit of a barney, and I think that was the only barney we ever had between the two of us. She should have said it to me, she knew I would have said no, but look, no, don't agree, get it done, until they're at an age where they can decide themselves. Cheers, lads.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter, with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Claire, should it be against the law to pierce a baby's ears?
A baby that young, yeah, 100%. I think it should be of an age, you know, when the child can ask. Like, I would, without being unaccompanied, I wouldn't let a child get their ears pierced before they were 13, 14.
Really?
Yeah. Now, in saying that, my daughter hounded me from when she was about 4. She wanted to get her ears pierced. She wanted to have earrings like mummy's. And we sat down and we agreed that she can get them done for her communion. So we brought her in about 2 months before her communion into a jeweller's to get them done. And as soon as your mum was about to do it, she pulled away and didn't want to do it. And then changed her minds a couple of weeks later before her communion and asked, could she go and get them done again?
And did she?
She did. She got them done. But like that, I couldn't watch. Like, as in, I couldn't even bring her for her measles, mumps and rubella, all of her injections, because I hate hearing her cry or anything like that. So her dad had to bring her in.
So, yeah. Okay, so she had her son when she was first Holy Communion age, which is when a lot of girls get their ears done. So obviously you don't think it should be illegal up to that point?
No, I think babies like a couple of months old or under a year or 2 years, I just don't think it's necessary, you know, I really don't. Now, she, from about 4, hounded me and her daddy to go and get them done, and we had agreed no, it was before the communion. Like, I remember my mum, years ago, sitting me and my 2 sisters down and piercing our ears at home.
Okay, so the law should make it illegal for a salon to pierce baby's ears up to the age of maybe 7.
I'd say so, I would. Unless they're accompanied by an adult and they have written consent, I don't think a child, or you should be able to just bring a child in, like especially a child of that age. Or imagine a little 5 or 6 year old going in and just saying, oh, I want my ears pierced and getting them done straight away without even thinking about it. It's ridiculous.
Okay, why do you think then that so many parents actually do opt to get their baby's ears pierced?
again, it's a religious thing as well in other countries. I don't understand it myself. Maybe, I don't know. I just, it wouldn't be for me now. And I know, wouldn't like anybody.
It's a cultural thing in some countries, like Spain, for example. Nearly all baby girls have their ears pierced.
I found it was peer pressure with my daughter once she had started kind of primary school and she was seeing other girls with their ears pierced and she wanted earrings like mammy's. That's when it kind of started in our house.
But she made the decision.
She did. Now, she wanted them done for months and months and months, and like that, we had said no until her communion, and then it came to a month before her communion, and she 2 months before her communion, and she wouldn't go ahead with it. And then a couple of weeks before her communion, she asked, "Mammy, please, can we go in and try again?"
And you said you couldn't look. Were you actually there? I assume...
Oh, I was there. I was outside of the jeweller's, and like that, my partner stayed with her because I just couldn't, the thought of watching it happen, I couldn't stomach that now.
And did she scream?
Oh, she cried. Oh, yeah, she cried. And I loved it 10 minutes later, but that's not the point. I couldn't watch it.
To Australia we go next. And Jeff, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, mate, how's it going? Not too bad again.
Now, Jeff, what's your view on this? Piercing babies should be illegal.
Oh, look, I think it's pretty bad for a baby, all right, yeah, pretty bad. My daughter actually had it done at 5, but... Yeah, she cried that day, but she asked me to do it, mate, and I told her it was going to be sore, but she wanted to do it, so I let her do it.
But she was of an age that she was able to decide for herself?
Yeah, she asked me, and look, sure, kids nowadays want to do so much stuff, but yeah, no, she asked me, and I brought her in with the wife and sat her down, and she cried a bit, but afterwards she loved it, so no pain, no gain, huh?
Okay, but she was aware that it was going to be sore before she actually had it done, was she?
Yeah, I told her it was going to be sore, but yeah, she wanted it, so.
Yeah, but even at that age, she's probably too young to understand how much pain it was going to be. I know you're trying to be the cool dad and saying yes to her, she's 4 or 5. I mean, if she asked you, could you get her belly button pierced, would you say yes or no? If she asked you...
That's a bit different.
Well, no, it's a body part. What's the difference?
It's a bit different.
No, but how is it a bit different?
A
piercing is a piercing. Why are we differentiating?
Why, you think parents are getting their children's tongue pierced?
No, I'm just asking. If it was a belly button piercing, would you have a problem with it?
Yeah, of course you would, mate. It's just a new year. You know what I mean? All kids get done at roughly that age for the confirmation.
No, but if you knew it was going to cause her so much pain, why didn't you just say to her, listen, wait until you're a bit older?
Well, she was gone after like 2 minutes. It was like in the minute.
Yeah, but it's
faster than then. All her eyes. She just had a bit of a tear.
Yeah, and he just said no pain, no gain. It was painful initially, but that was it. It was over.
But again, you could say the same as the slap then, lads.
And there are some people who believe the children do deserve a slap.
Those parents don't do. Would you not agree with me, Claire? This whole thing about it's only sore for a couple of seconds. That's the exact same as...
But it's not. It could get infected if they don't mind it. Like, then it's a better thing than that. As in, you have to keep those studs in for 6 weeks before you can actually change them. That hurts when you first change them as well. And again, you're going on about other body piercings being pierced. Like, I remember years ago growing up, I had my nose pierced at 12. I had my belly button done at 16. More filming, yes. The bigger gobshite. When it comes to my daughter, that has never happened.
What, you won't let it happen?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. And her dad would burst me if I did.
Jeff, you believe that it's okay for a child to have their ears pierced when they're able to speak and make the decision themselves?
I think.
In the knowledge that it is going to be sore?
Yeah.
What about that, Claire, that they should be able to... get them done if they're of an age that they can say, yes, I want it done and I know it's going to be sore.
I 100% agree. I really, really do. My daughter's actually just coming out of school now and she wanted her second set done. But me and her daddy agreed that now that's when she's 18, she wants to get the second set done. That's up to her.
Okay.
But she did. Now, she begged for years to have hers done and we agreed for her communion and, yeah, she's delighted with life.
All right, good
but
to talk
a child,
to
a child that we've seen on that video and the screams out of her, I don't know how parents could put their kids through that now.
But as Jeff said, it was over in seconds. The pain was...
It doesn't matter. They didn't ask for it. You know what I mean?
Jeff, you're against the idea, despite the fact that your child was, what, 4 or 5, getting her ears pierced. You're against the idea of little babies who can't decide for themselves.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
But hang on, a 4-year-old can't decide for themselves either. If I ask my 4-year-old what they want... For their birthday this year, she'll turn around and she'll say a pony or something like that. Yeah, your four-year-old is not old enough to make an edging. Well, I don't know what you're laughing at. A four-year-old, Jeff, is not old enough to make a...
No, she was five.
Oh, well, then, Jesus, because that makes all the difference. A five-year-old is not old... No, but a five-year-old is not old enough or responsible enough to make a decision like that.
Oh, I didn't need an earpiece in my Jesus. I'd mind going when I was five as well, at 5, 6.
No, the point is you should have turned around to her. You should have stepped up and been the parent here and turned around to her and said, sorry, am I saying something funny here?
No, but Jeff,
she answered him, mate. And like your daughter asked to get hers done. You refused it. So.
Yeah, because I'm a decent...
Why did you bring your daughter in to get hers done?
Because I'm the kind of father, I know they're probably rare nowadays, I'm the kind of father that doesn't have a problem saying no to my kids and being the big bad wolf. That's the difference.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what age is your daughter before she gets hers done, though?
Oh, I will put it off as long as possible. Because put it this way, until she's 18, I own her, so she can't do it unless I say so. So she's certainly not going to be getting it done until she's able to make, and this is the key word here, Jeff, an informed decision. And you can't make an informed decision.
But Jeff's child knew that it was going to be sore.
Sore. Just, they think it's sore, and a slap on the back of the hand.
But that's all it was. Listen to what Jeff said. It was over in seconds. Am I right, Jeff?
Yeah, they got all the sprays as well that they can numb it up as well and all that as well. So, yeah.
Stay there for a second, Jeff. Our number is 085-825-2626. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. You've been listening to Jeff in Australia, and his child was five when she got her ears pierced, and she decided to get them done.
At 5 years of age, I'm sure she decided. At that age, as Jeremy said, they want to be a unicorn, they want to be a pony, they want to be a dog. You're going to, at that age, they can't make an informed decision. There's no reason to get your ears pierced at that age. There's no medical reason. It's for beauty, it's for vanity. I just think it's child abuse. I think getting a child's ears pierced that young is child abuse.
Okay, but Jeff's daughter, Jeff, again, your daughter asked to get her ears pierced.
Asked, mate, multiple times, yeah.
And if she asked you for a pony, would you buy her a pony?
Well, no, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't have the best support. But no, you got to be reasonable, do you know what I mean? She's going to get them done eventually anyways. So it's going to be painful anyways when you're going to get them done.
It's going to be painful, yeah, but at least when they're that little bit older, you can... have an informed discussion with them to say, look, this is really, really going to hurt. This is exactly what this... I have a daughter and she's 8 and she still hasn't got hers pierced. Now, she's asked, but as Jeremy said, there's ones you can stick on their ears. I just think at that age, I don't think they understand how painful it can be. Yes, you're saying it lasts, 30 seconds, but when you're... getting them pierced, you have to keep them earrings in for 6 weeks. You have to clean them every day. You have to twist them every day. Yeah, for them 6 weeks, your ears are swollen and they're painful. And I know that from experience. And then when you go to take the earrings out, it's sore. So it's not just the 30 seconds of getting them pierced. It's the aftercare for the 6 weeks.
Oh, look, I have my ears pierced myself. I understand, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
She loves them now, so.
But you're all saying it's a 30-second pinch at the start. It's not. You've got the aftercare for 6 weeks where you have to twist them every day, clean them every day, and then have to take them out. That's really painful, taking them out after 6 weeks.
So, Jeff, let me ask you then, in terms of the pain that your daughter went through, you're saying it was very minimal, and for the weeks that she had to leave the studs in her ears, was there any issues at all?
Nah, just cleaned them every day, and she didn't mind at all. She went for surgery, actually, when she was 4 years of age, and she actually told me that was worse than getting her ears done, so, yeah.
Okay, so you would do it again, would you?
Yeah, I've had another daughter that age, yeah, no worries. If she asked, do you know what I mean?
And Lorraine, this is the key. The child asked. That's the difference here.
No, but I'm kind of agreeing with Jeremy on this. At that age, or at the age of 4 or 5, 3, 4, they can't make an informed decision.
According to Jeff, she did make an informed decision. She asked to get her ears pierced.
And as I said, if she asked for a pony, would he buy her a pony?
Well, he answered no to that because he's nowhere to keep the pony.
No, just for me, okay, my opinion on it is I just think, as I said, my daughter's 8 and she hasn't got hers done. And she won't be getting them done.
She won't because she hasn't asked, or she has asked and you're saying no?
She has asked, but we had, Jeremy, we got her the stick-on ones and she loves them. She loves to stick on one. There's no reason to put holes in her ears.
But she wants to get it done.
Yeah, but once she asked and once we got the stick-on earrings, she was happy with the stick-on earrings. Just all it is a little bit of dress-up to kids that age.
Okay, so she was as happy as Larry with the stick-on earrings, and has she stopped asking to get her ears pierced?
She has stopped. Now, she did ask, can she get them done for communion? Because one of her friends said it, so I'll think about it then. But for now, no, she has the stick-on earrings. There's no reason to stick hold in a child's ears. Like, there's none. There's no medical reason. It's a vanity. It's exactly what it is. As you once said, that's one of the first callers. It's cute. I think it's child abuse. I think it's wrong. I think leave the child alone. As Jeremy said, get the stick on earrings if your child wants them. I think it should be banned. I think you shouldn't be allowed to go in with a 3-month-old baby at the nursery.
Lorraine, I hope you're sitting down. We're after getting a message here.
Go on.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Have a listen to this.
Well, we work backwards on the message. So, it's not funny, Adrian. This isn't funny at all. This is actually disturbing. This girl is 10 years of age. Now, when I think of a 10-year-old girl, that's a child, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That is an innocent child that should be playing with her dolls and watching whatever.
Well, here, have a listen to this. Lads, this is no joke. I wish it was.
Sorry, by the way, don't mention the road.
There's a child on my road, and then she actually gives us the name. It's in Ringsend. That's the closest I can give you. And I swear she's only 10, and she has her belly button done, and also a bull ring. What's a bull ring?
I don't know what a bull
ring
is.
That's the one in your nose. It's the ring in your nose.
Oh, right, okay. It's sick. The mother is a clueless tramp.
Jesus.
Has her daughter going around the road like she's 18 wearing belly tops showing off her belly button.
Where can a 10-year-old get their belly button fucking pierced in the first place?
That's a very good question.
I assume, and I only know this from when we did an expose on the last station we worked on, the only way you will get that done is with a, you know those mobile pierces that come around to your house with a suitcase?
No. How sick do you have to be to get, to even the tattoo or the piercer, how sick do you have to be to tattoo or pierce a child? That's sick. That is child abuse. That's 100% child abuse. To pierce a child's belly at the age of 10, oh, fuck right off. That's wrong.
No, I have to say, I'm shocked with that message. So, as I said,
that
she actually...
That should be taken off her.
She actually... gave us the name of the road, but I'm not going to narrow it down, but it's in Ringsend. She says she's only 10 and she has her belly button done and also a bull ring. It's sick. The mother is a clueless tramp, has her daughter going around the road like she's 18 wearing belly tops showing off her belly button. That's actually quite scary.
Report her to Tusknet. Report her. There's no point in going on to your lot and texting the reporter. The child should be taken off her. That is 100% child abuse. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Okay, let me ask you then, Lorraine, what's the difference between that and getting ears pierced? What's the difference?
Between your belly button and your ears?
Yeah.
There's not really. You're still sticking holes in your body. I think getting your ears pierced at a young age as well is child abuse. I think it's wrong. The child can't make a decision. The only reason that child wants their ears pierced is for vanity reasons. It's not medical. If you're getting a child pierced or ears pierced to under a year old or even up to 5 or 6, I just think the child doesn't know what they want. No, I just think no. And getting a belly button pierced, that's just, that child should be taken off that mother.
That's it. There's so many different things going on here in my mind. First of all, it's disgusting that someone would pierce.
I'd love to know who did it.
No, sorry, I don't know anything about a bull. I didn't even know what a bull ring was until 40
seconds. You know when you see a cow that has the bull ring in the
Sorry,
nose?
Yeah. So are they actually, is that not just held up into the nose, or is it actually going through the septum?
No, it goes through your septum.
Oh, Jesus. So sorry, a 10-year-old is walking around Ringsend with her septum pierced.
That's what it sounds like.
Fuck. Pardon me.
That is shocking.
And
it is.
Apart from that aspect.
I have to ask this question. Now, I think it's horrible, right? But what's the difference? If we were talking about a 10-year-old girl having her ears pierced, nobody'd bat an eyelid. So what's the difference with just a different type of piercing?
At that age, you're still growing. Your body's still changing. It's in your belly button. It stretches. Like, you can't have a belly button in your belly button ring in your belly when you're pregnant because it stretches. So at that age, you're still growing. I'm not saying she's going to get fat. What I'm saying is at that age, you're still growing. You're getting taller.
But as well, I'm just having an image in my mind now. That's sexualizing that child. 10 years of age with a belly top and a belly button.
Again, I'm not disagreeing that it's wrong, but I'm just wondering why the outrage over just a different type of piercing.
Well, no, I had outrage over all the piercings. But no, I'm not picking and choosing.
Yeah, but you don't have outrage over a 10-year-old child having their ears pierced. You don't.
But this is in the same way, if this was someone on saying that a 10-year-old was going to wearing thongs and stuff like that, I'd find that a bit upsetting as well, because that is all. This is making children out to be adults. It's wrong. It's disgusting.
Okay, here is.
I'm growing up too quick.
Okay, stay there for a second. Here is our youngest ever Opinions Matter listener, Claire, who was on there a while ago. This is Claire's daughter.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. My mum was just on Opinions Matter, and if you want my opinion, it wasn't just a 30-second pinch. It hurt a lot, because aftercare and going to bed on it that night, it hurts a lot. Bye.
Thanks very much indeed. Isn't that cute? Louise has been on to us.
Hi, guys. Louise here. Great topic today. Well, as you know, I live in Spain. I've been living here for the last 16 years. And it's really popular over here. Like, it's really popular. As soon as the baby's about 3 or 4 months old, they go to the pharmacy and they get it done. My daughter, she's 7. And when she was born, it was actually my husband that wanted to get her done, and I was like, oh no, I don't think so. It's just, that was the Irish in me, like, no, it's not a done thing or whatever. And I was having a conversation with the pediatrician one day, and we were talking about it, and she said to me, look, it's just the same as getting a vaccine. When they get their, you know, when they get their jabs, it's just going to hurt for a second, and then that's it. So in the end, we waited until she was about 1 and we got her done. But it's just the norm over here. In fact, they'd be looking at your baby, and if you didn't have our ears pierced, they'd be probably asking you, like, why are our ears aren't pierced and stuff like that. So I think that's a bit too much, saying it's a form of a child abuse and neglect and all that stuff. I mean, that's going over the top. There's worse things that you could do to a child, you know. But I agree as well, on the one hand, it's not a necessity. It's not something that you have to get done. But here, it's just the norm. It's, in fact, they'd be looking at you weird if you didn't get it done. All right, great show as usual, lads. Thanks, bye.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Just going back to that message that we played a second ago from Louise in Spain, the paediatrician said to Louise that it's the same as getting the child's vaccines. It's the exact same. The pain is gone in seconds. So, no, what's the harm?
By the way, to those of you who are naming that area of Ringsend, please don't. We're talking about, as disgusted and angry as you may be, as we all are, about what has happened to this 10-year-old. The 10-year-old herself is a minor, okay? So let's not start calling names to a child, okay? Come on, lads. And let's not name the road either, because I don't want the child being identified. But apparently this is well known around the area. This mother is well known. Can you report? I'm not saying I will, because I don't know who she is, but is
can you report what?
Do you think Tusa should be called for that mother, Lorraine?
Yeah, 100% I do.
And what are Tusa going to do?
Take her offer?
No, if Tuesday arrive and they say you've your belly button pierced, so what? I'm genuinely asking, what?
There's a reason getting your belly button pierced by law is 16, not 10. As I said, she's still growing. Her body is changing. Like, she has her belly button pierced. She's got the septum of her nose pierced. Like, no. There's a reason that's 16 and you can't just walk in at the age of 10 and go, I want my belly button pierced.
Yes, you have to get it done with parental consent, and she obviously had parental consent.
That's not a parent, that's
a
dope.
Yeah, exactly, from an active dope.
But my point is, Tusa are probably powerless to do absolutely anything about it.
I think it's wrong. I think she still should be reported. I think it's wrong. There's a reason she can't walk into a tattoo or into a piercing place and get it done herself.
So there's nothing we can do about this? There's nothing we can do about this.
I don't think Tusla can even do anything.
Does anybody know? Does anybody have any advice? Because I'm disturbed by this, I have to be honest. Now, I've looked it up in the meantime, and it seemingly is quite common in England as well. Lots of mothers on TikTok now put up videos of their 10-year-olds with belly button piercings. Jeez.
Their 10-year-olds?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Is that the world we're living in?
Yep.
Apparently it is.
The world and let me off. My daughter's 8, and if she turned around to me and asked me to get her belly button pierced, I'd kill her stone dead. No, well, I'd probably Jade kill her quicker.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
That's the story, lad.
What's your view on this, Dave?
No, I was just thinking that pediatrician is kind of saying, like, you know, getting your ears pierced as a child, it's like some vaccination. I didn't realize earrings prevented you from dying from easily preventable diseases, you know? It's a new piece of information.
They're not. But the point is...
Well, then it's not the same as this. No, it's not the same as a vaccine. They're just saying it because, like, he was arguing,
the pediatrician was arguing that the pain is similar.
No, it's not. I've had vaccinations and I have many piercings. And I can tell you right now, getting your ears pierced is probably one of the most painful piercings. Bar going through cartilage, it's more painful than getting your eyebrow or your lip or your tongue or even the back of your neck done. Because most piercing needles are hollow. So when they're putting it through, it's actually taking out a chunk of skin as opposed to an ear piercing gun, which forces a piece of metal through your earlobe. Like, think about this for a second, right? Like a piercing is basically an open wound that we stick jewelry in. So you're forcing an open wound into your child's ear so baby can get their first set of bling. I mean, like, older kids, maybe communion age, if you understand it's going to hurt, I might be swayed there. Personally, with me, if 12 is the minimum age for piercings in my house, put to a baby. I mean, if somebody said, oh, your baby's really cute, you slap them in the face, their cheeks get really red and rosy and they'll look even cuter then. Would somebody do that?
No, obviously not.
But they wouldn't remember the pain when they get older, you know. So what's the difference?
So like, where do you draw the line then? Where do you think is the cutoff point?
Like, I mean, people do it for the kid's confirmation at 8 years old. I wouldn't be a fan myself. I wouldn't judge anybody, you know, like, each to their own. Your kid's a bit older. They kind of understand, you know, what's coming. So, again, me personally, wouldn't be too comfortable. Like, my young fella asked me, can I get my ears pierced? I said, wait till you're 12. I mean, like think about it. Like, you have to be 16, minimum age, 16, to get your nose pierced, your eyebrow, your lip, act like that. And it has to be done with parental consent. Yet some people don't think there's any problem at all walking into a jeweler's and, for even just think of the mechanics behind it. You were forcing a lump of metal through your child's flesh so they look cute. Like, that just does not make any sense to me at all. And this idea that it's 30 seconds of pain and then it's over, that's bollocks. Because getting your ears pierced, fucking, it hurts. It doesn't go away. And there's another problem as well. Like, in regards to piercing, it's not as regulated in this country as it should be. And not as stringently regulated. Like, I could open up a piercing place in the morning with no qualification, okay? A lot of these places say, well, we use pure metals like gold and silver and, you know, surgical steel and titanium. They're talking shit. Your child may be allergic because I have to use surgical steel or titanium for all my piercings. Because I'm allergic to nickel. There's a shit way to find out that your kid's allergic to nickel. They can break out in a rash. They can look like they have eczema, you know. And as well as that, children's hands are filthy. They're always all over stuff. They're going to be grabbing at it. And then it's going to get infected. Then it's going to be more sore. There's going to be pus coming out of it. Why would you do that to a baby?
Should it be illegal?
I think up until a certain age, yeah, 100%, definitely. It should be illegal.
Okay.
I mean, it's illegal to get...
And what is that certain age? Is it 7? Is it 10?
For me, I say 12.
12?
For your ears, yeah. 12 for your ears and 16 then for the rest of them.
No more little girls having their ears pierced for their communion?
For sure, they can get clip-on earrings or you can get magnetic earrings, you know?
Okay, so you would make it illegal for a child to be pierced under the age of 12?
Yeah, 100%. Like, here's the thing, Adrian. Getting your eyebrow pierced or your lip pierced or even the back of your neck pierced is a lot cleaner and a lot safer than getting your ears pierced. People just don't realize it because it's more widely culturally accepted.
All right, stay there for a second, Dave. I want to bring in, who have I got on this line here? Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, yeah.
Well, Sarah, what did you want to say on this?
I actually think it's disgusting to get a newborn baby's ears pierced, and nobody should get their ears pierced until they're at least 16. Like, I don't know why anyone would want like their child's ears pierced until at least then. And I actually have a sister and a friend that both work for Tusla, so I'll be getting their opinions on this. So
I'd be very curious.
No offense on you guys, but I'd like them to listen to this podcast and see what they think.
Yeah, no, I'm curious to know what could actually be done, if anything, and I've a feeling that nothing can be done.
Have a listen to this message. This is from someone else, Sarah.
I don't know what can be done, but I would rather something done than done, to be honest.
Well, listen to this. This is someone else on Facebook. Guys, just to let you know, I know the girl your caller is talking about. I live on the next road. It's true. My daughter is in her class and she's been sent home because her mother refused to take out the nose ring. Her mother is a dope. She's been reported a few times now and nothing has been done. Don't give out my full name, says Dina. So I genuinely don't think, like, what can you report for?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't think. Because
I don't know if a law, I don't think a law has been broken.
This would have been done with,
I think a law needs to be brought in because it's disgraceful. Like,
because the argument here is that this wasn't done against the child's will. The child obviously was a willing participant in getting her belly button pierced.
And she's sexualizing.
I don't think that's the truth. Like, a child doesn't have, like, proper opinion until they're at least 16. That's in my view.
Okay, so you would make it illegal. You would make it illegal to get any piercings done.
They can do what they want.
Yeah, no, that's right. You would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 16 to be pierced at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And let's squeeze in a couple more voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Davey.
Hey, that's a great topic as usual. Yeah, seen that video, absolutely shocking. And I think Jeremy's knocked it on the head there when he said it's scummy. It's the scummiest thing ever to see a young child, like a really young baby, going around with earrings. It's just terrible looking. I have a 5-year-old daughter. My daughter wouldn't be getting them done. My wife said to her, look, you can get them done when you're going to get your communion. You know, but you can get the little fake ones. Just get my daughter wears the little stick-on ones. You know, she's mad into dressing up and, you know, doing her makeup and stuff. You know, looks like she's gone around but bleeding, got bit up with Conor McGregor. But, you know, she's doing her makeup. She puts a little earring, sticks them on and stuff like that. Same with little nails and stuff. But, like, putting a young child through something like that, Jesus, you want to be fucking mad in the head, would you?
All right, Davey, thanks very much indeed. And Deirdre is angry.
For fuck's sake, I heard it all now. Getting Tulsa involved to take a child off its mother? What kind of woman is she to have on air to say that? What a stupid bitch.
Oh, right. Say it as it is there, Deirdre. She's angry, all right. Thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. Interesting conversation.
Yeah.
But interestingly, there has been, you know, plans to make it illegal for any sort of intimate piercing for under 18s, but never has it been talked about making it illegal to have a baby's ears pierced.
And as much as we want to police this, the fact is, if you ring Zen Garda station now and say, by the...
there's a kid has her belly button pierced.
Her belly button and her nose pierced. The guards are literally going to hang up the phone and you go, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to arrest her? But that mother needs to take a... And I know, because our podcast is listened widely within Dublin, hopefully this podcast will get into the ears of that mother. And my message to you is quite simple to that mother. Cop the fuck on.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekdays. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.